Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Marks and Reese, Elliott Shore Park's in the Ike chair today. Beginning tomorrow, 8 a.m., 94 WIP has a treasure chest at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly where listeners can come down and sacrifice an item to the football gods to bury one of the most painful losses in Philadelphia sports history. Bury the Bucks. Sponsored by Miller Lite in partnership with Goodwill of Southern New Jersey and Philadelphia. Bury the Bucks.
Man, I was looking back at that game today. Andy Reid punted the ball from the 32-yard line.
Like 32
yard lines from the Bucks end zone, he punted the ball.
Was it windy?
I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
It was cold that day.
It was definitely cold.
He did pin him down to the 4, so it worked. But still, could you imagine?
I mean, the whole press box was tweeting the coward's punt.
Exactly. Like, the today to punt that ball, I mean, it would be the talk of the NFL.
No, you could be on the other 32 and go for it on fourth down.
Pretty much, yeah. Brandon Staley would.
Went from the 18, which is insane.
I honestly, I watched an 18-minute like recap video of the game last night, too. I mean, that's just good synergy by Elliott and I.
Right.
The Ronnie Barr pick obviously sucked. But he strip sacked Donovan to start the third quarter as the Eagles are marching down the field. And I feel like that never gets talked about. Like,
I didn't even know it happened.
They totally blew that game. And Simeon, I love Trey. Simeon Rice is torching Trey.
Yeah.
I mean, they should have won that game.
Troy Vincent had an interception, I think, on like the Bucks' third possession that got the Eagles the ball in Buccaneers territory. It's interesting because me and Jack were like 12 when this game happened.
So yeah, I was
like,
eight.
You were eight. Okay, I was like 13 or so. It's like reliving it for the first time. I'm going through the box score and I'm like, man, it's a brutal loss.
Meanwhile,
I knew it was a brutal loss.
Meanwhile, John almost wasn't here.
Yeah, and I and Ike was playing in the game.
Ike was playing in the game.
And I was at the game. So
there's a screen grab currently going around Twitter of Ike yelling at one player in that game. So
really,
yeah.
Is that the worst Eagles loss of all time?
Like, look at Ike here.
Yes.
Worst Eagles loss of all time.
The only and Rod Lakin, our program director, was asking about it. Like, this is when we thought they could be playing the Bucs. He was asking about the game, and I'm like, oh yeah, by far it's the if the Super Bowl win doesn't happen, we are talking about that game. Like, it's worse than the 90 than Joe Carter, and that was in Game 6 of the World Series. It's worse than that.
Well, especially because it was the last game at the Vet, and it was to kind of what we talked about last segment. Like, the Eagles had taken the steps to get there. Like, this wasn't their first run into the playoffs. Like, the Rams lost. They were in that game. They could have won that game. It just didn't hurt
as much.
It
felt like it was built properly. They were the better team. And it hurts on the back end, too, because the Raiders fell apart, and Barrett Robbins went AWOL at the Super Bowl, and they got blown out by the Bucs. So you feel like all the Eagles had to do was beat the Buccaneers, and then they win the Super Bowl there. Oh, by far. Like you had said, it was closing down the Vet.
Yep.
I would have bet my life on anything. I tried to put a huge wager on the game, and the bookie wouldn't take it.
So that's the question then. What are you putting in this treasure chest? Like, if it's the worst Eagles loss of all time,
so
you
I need
almost
help.
Lost a fortune with that. Like, what are you burying here?
The camera's burying his soul.
Well, DeCamera's copping out here.
So what is this? Yeah, what is this?
So he said he has, I think it was a jersey that he would like to bury.
Only jersey I think he has is a Donovan jersey.
Yeah. And so he wants to bury that, but he doesn't want to lose it for forever. So he's going to write a letter about how much the loss meant to him and bury that.
That's very DeCamera-ish.
Feels like a cop-out.
Yeah, I just, I don't know. I don't really have a lot of stuff right? I throw stuff out, or I just don't keep it, or I don't have, like, it's in my mom's attic or something. Yeah. I don't even know what I would bury. That's what I've been trying to figure out here today.
Now, does it have to be Eagles related, Jack? You're the idea man.
It does not have to be Eagles related, but it's got to be. I would think something of significance enough to where the football gods feel like, okay, I'll give them one.
Okay, so if it's football related, then the football gods would be more into it, because right. I would assume the football god's a football guy.
You would think so.
Yeah,
but we can't confirm. He's more of an eye test guy than an analytics guy. For sure, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
He is not an analytics guy.
He's not a fan of Jonathan Gannon.
I can confirm that.
Well, I mean, that's a bad look for him if he's not a Jonathan Gannon guy. But.
All right, well, I got to figure this out. Maybe it's something from the Super Bowl that, like, do I have something Super Bowl related?
Just don't give away that Fire Eagles jacket you have.
Oh, the London one?
No, I'm definitely not giving that away. No. Ed approached me today in Wegmans and was like, oh, that's an awesome jacket. He's like, hey, you Johnny Marks? And I'm like, yeah. And Ed from Instagram, like, yo, Ed, what's up, brother?
Is this the silver one they gave to players before London? Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah,
it's
the London starter where I was lucky enough to be there, where they're like, yeah, we'll give you one too.
So does Carson Wentz stuff count, or is that like, no, you're getting rid of that anyway?
The football gods don't like Carson, I think, as we've learned.
I think that's been pretty
clear,
actually.
That's clear, yeah, that's clear.
I don't think the football god wants any Carson memorabilia up there.
No. All right, well, bury the Bucks again. It starts tomorrow, 8 a.m. Jack Fritz will be down there at 8 a.m.
Yep.
Won't you, Jack?
Standing by.
Chiggs and Pete's in South Philly.
Jack.
Yeah, he's going to be waiting out there like he's like they used to have concert tickets that would go on sale, and you have to wait in line to get them. Jack's going to be like that.
Should he camp out?
He should. He won't.
He won't. But if he took it seriously, we agree he would camp out to be there.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, listen, if it wasn't 34 degrees, yeah, sure.
Well, it's
maybe.
Actually not that
cold. Well, now you're skinny now, too. Maybe, you know, a year ago, you could have done that no problem.
All right, let's get to our Twitter question, which is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville, Route 309. Shop the home team with Mark's Jewelers for the best selection of diamond engagement rings anywhere online. Mark's-Jewelers.com. Let's see what Jack cooked up today. Regardless of what happens on Sunday, is the Eagles season already a success? I already know where this is going. Well, let me see. Yeah, 90% say yes. All right.
Smart fans out there.
Yeah. Phony fans is what they are out there. Because I already know what happens on Sunday is going to matter for most people.
I just can't imagine a world where before the season, the football god said to you, all right, Johnny Marks, here's what we're going to do. They're going to go to the playoffs. Jalen Hurts is going to have the season he had. Sirianni's going to be talked about as coach of the year. Like, will you take that? You would
but
never,
expectations
never
change.
In a million years would you have been like,
maybe. Change. They change. Expectations change.
Have they changed for you?
So,
do you think they should win on Sunday?
No. But
okay, then expectations haven't
but
changed.
But I also, my expectation at the beginning of the season was, even though I think I said 9 wins. I don't know if I believe that. It was no dumpster fire.
Right.
It was no dumpster fire. That's what I wanted. I didn't want to be at the end of the season and be like, all right, Howie needs to go. Jeffrey Lurie needs to sell the organization. I thought after Nick Sirianni spoke to the media for the first time, I was like, oh my God, what the hell did they do? Who did they just hire, right?
Yeah.
So your expectations change. So at the beginning of the season, it was kind of like, just don't be a dumpster fire. You have to make some progress. They made progress. But just because they made progress doesn't mean right now as we sit here that you can come out and you can be totally butchered and beaten down against the Bucks and not be competitive.
But making progress is a success. Like, I think that's where maybe, you know, you're missing the point here. Like, it's a success.
Nah.
It's a success because in the beginning of the season, you said the things you didn't want to see. You didn't want to feel like Howie had to go. You didn't want to see it was a dumpster fire. Those things happen. Like, that was a success. You're right that if they go out on Sunday and they lose, or if they get blown out, people are going to call on a Monday and be upset, for sure. But that doesn't mean to see everything that happened this year gets overridden by that.
And here's the other thing, and we'll go to the phones. That if I feel like, man, I'm not sure what this team looks like next year now. Right, like right now as it stands, I still feel like this is a borderline playoff team next year just because of the, like I said, half the league that made the playoffs last year didn't make the playoffs this year. Good teams go in and out. Borderline teams go in and out every year. The Eagles are, at best case, 13 out of 14 of these playoff teams. Best case.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Right? Like, they might be 14th, depending on the Steelers. So it's the Steelers or the Eagles. So those teams go in and out. Right? Like, the Eagles...
The Eagles don't, though. I mean, for what it's worth. Like, the track record shows they've been in the playoffs.
Four or five.
Yeah, so you're right. They weren't in there last year, and it's hard to go to the playoffs back-to-back. I agree with you on that. And I don't even think this year you look at them, like, what they've accomplished this year. I don't think you look at them next year as definitely a playoff team. But I think next year, with the pieces they have, the draft picks, the cap space, all that stuff, like, next year they could be a realistic team that goes into being expected to win a playoff game by the time week one gets around.
All right, let's go to the phones. Dennis in Springfield, Delaware County. Dennis, go ahead, man. What up?
Yeah, good afternoon. Elliot, you have pure gold coming out of your mouth today.
Thank you, Dennis.
This is the most brilliant two o'clock hour I've heard, and I can't tell you how long.
Wow. Ooh, boy.
Awesome.
Appreciate it.
I have a question for each of you. I'll start with Elliot first.
Yeah. Right.
If the Eagles come out Sunday and take the third, the top three or fourth best offensive line in the league, and the league's number one running attack, and hold the ball for 40 minutes and win the game, will you be upset that Jalen Hurts did not throw enough passes to satisfy your Jalen Hurts Jones? Or will you be happy with the win?
You asking me, you said? I mean, if they win the game on Sunday, no matter how they win it, I think it's a success. I do believe...
No, but if they win it running the ball,
well, yeah,
and Jalen only thrown it 20 times.
Yeah.
Because it sounds like some people would not be happy with that.
So I do think on Sunday you want to see Jalen have a good game. Now, he can have a good game throwing it only 20 times. I thought his game against Washington was a perfect example of that. He didn't complete 40 passes, but he made big plays on third down. He had big plays in the red zone. So I think, to your point, if they control the ball for 40 minutes, it's rainy, it's windy, but he steps up on big downs, then yeah, I think absolutely you walk out of that feeling good about it. But I also think on a macro scale, like, you do want to see Jalen improve, and you want to see him, you know, develop as a player. And I think the next step for that is throwing more and more. So I wouldn't be upset with the win for sure. A win's a win. But I think outside of that, of course, you want to see Jalen, you know, improve as a passer.
And here's Johnny Marks's question.
Mm-hmm.
This may be a trick one, though. Jalen Hurts, Derek Carr, Kyler Murray, Matthew Stafford. What do they all have in common?
All right, why don't you just tell me?
They've never won a playoff game.
Mm-hmm.
They've never won a Matthew Stafford, Kyler Murray, Derek Carr. No playoff wins.
What's your
point?
But
they're still considered franchise quarterbacks. You got to get off the Hurts. Show me more. You keep moving the goalposts with him.
No, I'm not. I've been pretty consistent with what I've been saying about Jalen Hurts all year long. Wait, so let me ask you a question. Jalen Hurts, Matthew Stafford, Kyler Murray, who else do we have in the conversation?
Derek Carr.
Derek Carr. Now, we'll leave Derek Carr out of it, all right? So just
why?
Those three. Because it's my question, that's why. Of those guys, what's the difference with Jalen Hurts?
Second-round pick.
The arm! The arm!
And also, he hasn't played in a playoff game.
The arm. Like, that matters. The skill matters. Throwing the football matters.
I go back and forth on the arm. So I do think there was a stretch this season where the arm didn't look good. I agree with you. But there are throws he's been making more and more that are impressive throws. Like, he's had, I think they were both to Greg Ward, ironically, where, you know, his third down, he throws it.
The third down that he threw across his body, which was a dangerous throw, but he got it there.
I thought that was a good throw. He threw Greg Ward open. There was a touchdown.
A huge spot.
I forget who was against. It might have been Washington at home this time, but where he threw Greg Ward again open in the end zone. So I do think his arm has improved. Where I think he needs to improve, and I don't know if you can do this or not, is I don't think he throws a great deep ball yet. But I think he shows arm strength on quick passes to the sideline, like 15-yard outs where he gets it there quickly. He shows arm strength there. I think his deep ball has not been great this year.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been pretty consistent with Jalen Hurts. The intangible talk, the constant intangible talk of Jalen Hurts, listen, he's backed it up on the field as far as being a successful quarterback and being asked of what he's been to do in this offense. Let's face it, they're running the ball 65% of the time for a reason, all right? Mm-hmm. And that reason is Jalen Hurts is their quarterback. All right, so what happens next year? The league adjusted Lamar Jackson this year. They did. Lamar Jackson wasn't running around like he had been previously. Lamar Jackson took a big step backwards. The book on Lamar Jackson was the passing aspect of it, right? The league will adjust to Jalen Hurts. Can he make the adjustment back? Is he a good enough passer to do it? I don't know.
I don't know.
That's why I have my question.
The question for every young quarterback, right? So I agree with you. They're going to adjust, and we'll see. Now, I think one advantage that Jalen has that Lamar didn't, in my opinion, is Lamar didn't have a great offensive mind there to work with them. And I'm not saying Sirianni is a great offensive mind, but I am saying he does have an offensive head coach that specializes in the passing game. So I think that could give him a better chance of succeeding than, you know, these other young quarterbacks. Like a Josh Allen, he wasn't great until he got a great offensive coordinator. So I do think he'll have that advantage that Lamar did not.
Let's go to Joe. Joe is in Delaware. Joe, go ahead. What up?
Yeah, I'm hearing all the talk about the quarterback. I mean, what is a franchise quarterback? Who's a franchise quarterback? Do you think the Saints would like Hurts over what they had this past year?
Yeah, absolutely.
Not really the question of what a franchise quarterback is, but yeah, I would take him over Taysom Hill or Trevor Siemian or probably Jameis Winston, yes.
Okay, and Wilson out in Seattle. I mean, why even talk about him? He's old. He's not what he used to be. And we think he's better than Hurts?
Yes, he is better than Jalen Hurts, yes.
On his past performance?
No, Russell Wilson right now is better than Jalen Hurts. Yes, right now.
You think he's better than Jalen
Right
Hurts?
Now he's better than Jalen Hurts, yes.
Yeah, I think right now he is better than Jalen Hurts. Now, to your point, he is descending, right? So,
but as far as money, what it would take to get him and all that stuff, I mean, that's part of it, right? Like, that's a part of the equation if you were looking to get a guy like
draft,
Russell Wilson.
Capital, all
but
that stuff.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, that's the argument, not that Jalen Hurts is better than Russell Wilson. That's silly.
Okay, but now, would you see Jalen Hurts with the wide receivers that Seattle had? Would he be a better quarterback today?
Maybe. I don't know. They're probably throwing the ball more. Again, they're running the ball 65% of the time. I don't know. Same throws? So here's the problem. You asked me what a franchise quarterback is, right? So, like, I don't really think there's an exact answer to what a franchise quarterback is. It's a feel, or it's like, that guy's a franchise quarterback, this guy's a franchise quarterback. Like, for example, Josh Allen's a franchise quarterback. Mac Jones might be a franchise quarterback. He looked pretty good this year, right? Might be. Mm-hmm. Tua doesn't look like a franchise quarterback to me. Zach Wilson's a big question mark. I don't know if he's a franchise quarterback. He's drafted to be. Joe Burrow is. Pittsburgh doesn't have one. I don't think Cleveland really has one. Lamar Jackson's a franchise quarterback. Ryan Tannehill, he's their starter. Is he a franchise quarterback? I mean, maybe on the low end of it, sure. Like, Indianapolis, no. Houston, no. Jacksonville, we'll see with Trevor Lawrence, right? Like, so the point is that, like, is Baker Mayfield a franchise quarterback?
Well, I think
from Cleveland.
No, he's definitely not.
No, he's not.
Definitely not.
Okay, so guess what Baker Mayfield's done that Jalen Hurts hasn't?
He's won playoff games.
Yes!
Yeah.
And he statistically, I mean, he sucked this year, but like, I would agree. I don't want him to be my franchise quarterback. I don't want Baker Mayfield to be my franchise quarterback, right?
Well, like, I think your question is a really interesting one because it's more than just the Eagles. It's like, how would you define a franchise guy? Like, who gets that label? And to your point, yeah, Baker has won playoff games. He was the number one overall pick. He checks almost every box you would want in a guy where you're like, okay, he seems like a franchise quarterback. But I agree with you. He's definitely not. Like, I wouldn't want Baker as my quarterback, right? So I think kind of what we try to label it as, okay, is Jalen a franchise guy or not? But it's just so hard to find guys now that are really good for like 5, 6, 7 years. I mean, I remember with Carson, it was, will he be the guy for 10 years? How insane does that sound now to think any guy could be the guy for 10
years? Here's another way to look at it. If Jalen Hurts became available right now, would teams be interested in him? And the answer is yes, of course,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Like, Carolina would have interest. Denver, depending on what happens with Aaron Rodgers, they would have interest.
Indianapolis,
depending on Carson Wentz, they would have interest.
Houston.
There would be a number of teams, and Houston that didn't before would probably have interest now. He's improved his status of what the rest of the league thinks of him. No question about it, right? It's not whether or not you think that he's a starting quarterback in this league. I do. It's whether or not you think he's a good enough starting quarterback in this.
It comes down to, can you win with him? That's the question. And I think with Jalen, I'm pretty close to being there with saying most Sundays I think you can win with Jalen.
Okay.
I think that's kind of what the real question is. Can the Eagles go into next season? Can they go into Sunday saying the quarterback can win for us? And I think Jalen's close to proving that.
I look at Jalen Hurts and I almost want to say, like, he reminds me more of an Andy Dalton.
I think he's way better than Andy Dalton.
Okay, take a look at Andy Dalton's his numbers and his wins.
Yeah, no,
in his first 5 seasons.
He's an impressive stats for sure, but if I had to pick between the two, I would take Jalen.
And I would agree. All I'm saying is that you can put up numbers and you can even win games. It doesn't mean that anybody really believes that you're a top quarterback that can do something once you get into it.
And Andy Dalton's an interesting one because he was kind of viewed as that guy coming up. Like, those first few years where he was putting up those numbers, the Bengals were going to the playoffs. It isn't until now, or, you know, after a repeated track record of not winning in the playoffs, where he wasn't viewed as that guy, right? So that's why I think, back to the question of whether the season's a success, the fact that we're talking about Hurts in this regard is what makes it a success. The fact that, to your point, the Texans would have interest when they didn't before. Like, those are successful, positive steps that he's taken.
Let's go to Wade in Chester. OG Wade. What's up, buddy?
What's up, fellas? How are we doing today?
How are you, Wade?
What up, Wade?
Let me open this up by responding to Mad Mike yesterday, if I can. I don't want to be any disrespectful or anything like that, but he came, first of all, he's been embarrassing himself ever since he's been on his show. because he comes with the same takes. Jalen is a bum. He don't belong in the league. So he calls the midday show and tried it when Ray Diddy was on there. And Ray Diddy smacked him down and said, I don't know what you've been looking at. He said, Jalen Hurts has improved a whole lot. He said, maybe you should go back and watch some of the games. And, you know, so he kind of smacked him down. But he said that Ray Diddy smacked me down. And I'm like, first of all, I don't need Ray Diddy's opinions or anything to validate OT.
He said that he didn't like your nickname of the Duke.
Right. But that's not what he said. He asked me, why did you name him that? And I said, because of his calmness. He's never too high. He's never too low. I'm not even saying he's better than any quarterback. He was like, he's most certainly that, is what he said. Okay. Now, he didn't say he liked the
name. All right.
But anyway, that's out of here. So let me get with you on this, John. Yeah. I do respect what you're saying, and I understand what you're saying. Now, expectations have changed from your standpoint with Jalen Hurts, okay? But where you're sticking at and kind of moving the goalposts is that you're saying that in the beginning, you didn't even think we were going to make the playoffs because I heard you said 7 wins. And if you said 9, I apologize.
I did.
But the point was you didn't think Jalen Hurts was good enough.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you have quarterbacks that you're putting over top of Jalen Hurts that's home getting ready to watch Jalen Hurts. That's not in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Russell Wilson, he's not in the playoffs. It's clear he has a better team in terms of weapons than Jalen Hurts is working with. It's clear that the elite quarterback out in the Chargers is way better than Jalen Hurts, so everybody's saying things, mm-hmm. okay? He's home watching Jalen Hurts. All of these guys that we put over him, only thing I'm saying is if you let him work, he's going to get better. He's never showed you that he's not gotten better in no game this year. He's gotten better every game. Every game he's gotten better. Only thing I'm asking you to do, John, to answer to your own question,
mm-hmm.
just give him the time, and you're going to do it. So you want to see him perform Sunday. I do, too, and I'm confident that he will not disappoint you.
Okay.
I promise you that, and I'm telling you something else. For everybody out there that don't know what you're looking at, he's going to do whatever it takes to put points on that board. Now, Elliot, rather you like him throwing it or running it. Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody is asking any quarterback that's in this damn playoff this week or throughout the playoffs, we need you to do this to impress us. A win, if he does it winning, running, winning, what the hell difference does it make?
Yeah, look, I think that's
as a quarterback, he's got to get better throwing the ball.
Right.
Stevie Wonder can see that.
I think that's the thing is that You have to do what you have to win the game on Sunday. I'm fine with that. But going forward, this idea that the power running game of the Eagles is how they can survive, they can't.
Well, I think the difference to Wade's point is why they're not asking of other quarterbacks is because, off the top of my head, I think Jalen is the youngest one in there. Is there any other quarterback that's in their first? Oh, Mac Jones, I guess, would be the other one. So I think the difference with Jalen is, yes, Wade's right. As long as they win, like, that's a win for Jalen. If he goes into Tampa Bay and beats Tom Brady, like, that's a massive win for Jalen.
Yeah.
But the difference is we're still looking at him as a developmental guy. So I think that's why you say, like, okay, well, how do you want to see him win? Well, you want to see him win in ways he improves. And one way he can improve is throwing the ball.
Yeah. Yeah. And the Eagles, they went on their season changed when they started running the ball. And you can't argue with what happened this season, right? And they shouldn't have been throwing the ball as much as they were with Jalen Hurts. That's not a winning formula. But
it's not. Yeah, I agree.
They've been winning by running the football, and I just, like, long-term, you can't do it. And can he continue to improve? Yeah, sure, he can continue to improve, but I don't know, man. He doesn't see the field well. He doesn't throw to his left.
Well, I think he's improved in those areas. I think early on, so I was watching the first Eagles game against the Bucs back in week 6, and they really do look like a completely different team, and Jalen looks completely different. Like, I know we look back at that and say, oh, the defense was terrible, Gannon can't stop anybody, but the offense was worse in that game. You look at how that offense played. They had, I think, 7 possessions in the first half, and they totaled 42 yards on 6 of those possessions. So, like, they played poorly. And when just looking at Jalen, he looks very different. I think he's seeing the field better now. I think he's making better decisions with the ball. I think he's staying in the pocket more. And I don't think you want Jalen to leave the pocket. To stay in the pocket consistently. Like, he is a dangerous threat on the ground.
Sure.
But you do want him, when there's easy yards there to be had, to take those. And I do think he's doing a better job of that than he was earlier in the year.
I agree. He's made progress. There's no doubt about that. 215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese. Shil Kapadia coming up next to The Athletic. Does he view this season as a success? How many spots on our Tom Brady bingo card will he check off when talking about stopping Tom Brady?
I'm thinking a lot for Shil.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm thinking.
I mean, the national
I'm thinking
guys, you know?
Two or three.
Yeah.
Easy.
Yeah!
What's
yeah.
the first one? Got to get home with your front four?
Yeah, I think that's definitely. Now,
get him off his spot.
If Shil's listening, is that cheating?
Yes, it would be.
Okay. I think it's definitely the pressure thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Organic pressure with your front four.
Exactly.
Got to get to him with your front four. Got to get him off his spot.
If you get him up, if you get to him up the middle, it really makes him uncomfortable. That's another
get him out of the pocket.
Exactly. He doesn't like pressure in his face, Tom Brady.
He's the first quarterback, actually, in NFL history that doesn't like pressure.
Yeah, because everybody else does.
Yeah.
Shil Kapadia next. Your phone calls as well. Marks and Reese on 94WIP.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.